This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Many Europeans are not entirely sure what to make of the newly elected president of France.
The other day, Britain's Economist ran a cover headline calling François Hollande, quote, rather dangerous. He does not have a close relationship with Germany's chancellor, who has been working with France in the struggle against Europe's debt crisis.
But if Europeans are uncertain about the new socialist president, his supporters are sure what they think. He is not the polarizing figure who now leaves office, Nicolas Sarkozy. Here's NPR's Eleanor Beardsley.
The crowd gathered in the streets outside the Paris Socialist Party headquarters went wild when the election results flashed up on giant television screens at 8 p.m. Sunday evening. On a gagné, exclaimed Louis Grouvet. We won. We were scared, but we did it, and it couldn't be better. We just want to live together, he says. That's a theme that keeps coming up. People here say Sarkozy divided the French during his 5 years in office. The euphoria seems to be as much about getting rid of Sarkozy as electing Hollande. Hugo Collin says Sarkozy damaged France.
We hope we can repair France's image and what it stands for, like human rights, liberty, fraternity, equality. Sarkozy trashed all those ideals. But starting tonight, things are going to change.
As champagne corks popped, people set out on foot for the Bastille, where the new president was to address the nation. The crowd kept growing as it wound its way through the city. People sang and chanted, Sarkozy, c'est fini, down Boulevard Saint-Germain, on to Saint-Michel, and past Notre-Dame Cathedral. People gathered on balconies and hanging out apartment windows yelled encouragement. Drivers beeped. The whole city seemed to explode with joy over Hollande. Well, not everyone. Just in front of Ile de la Cité, a crowd of flag-waving Sarkozy supporters came out of a side street. They called the Hollande supporters communists and welfare addicts. Some arguing broke out. Sarkozy conceded early in the evening, telling his disappointed followers that the future of the country was more important than any one person. Let's set a good example, he said. We love France. Sarkozy wished Hollande good luck in the difficult times ahead. The mild and affable Hollande inherits a country deep in debt and divided over how to integrate immigrants while preserving its national identity. Hollande says he plans to renegotiate a European austerity pact put in place by Sarkozy and German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and his first trip abroad as president will be to Germany. At the Bastille, the crowd swelled to hundreds of thousands. Among the revelers were three attorneys discussing Hollande's upcoming presidency. The French-German partnership is still a top priority. It's very important for Europe, and Hollande is very pro-European, says Jean Malot. His colleagues agree. Hollande's responsible, they say. He'll balance the budget, and his administration will be fair. All three men say it was the constant feeling of injustice with Sarkozy that was so unbearable.
Vive la France! Vive la France! Vive les Marocains!
All of a sudden, a few ecstatic young men wrapped in Moroccan and Tunisian flags come running up at the sight of a microphone. They say they're Muslim, but above all, French. Immigrants make this country, they say. Sarkozy never understood that. Vive la France and vive Hollande. There's almost the feeling that France has been liberated. Throughout this campaign, Hollande spoke of bringing people together, of ending the divisions. He clearly did that Sunday night. It was near midnight by the time the new president spoke. The crowd at the Bastille hung on his every word.
I want to tell you how proud I am to be the president of every citizen, equal under law, and how proud I am of this France, diverse but unified, and together tonight.
But that unity will soon be put to the test as Hollande takes on France's monumental economic problems. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.